And finally, we get to some miscellaneous changes, number 5. For start to the introduction, we add what this edition is. So this edition is backwards compatible with ISO 19753 2006, supersedes it, and augments it with the following capabilities. Patterns may validate different documents. The inclusion mechanism has been supplemented by an enhanced extension mechanism. Assertions may have linked properties. And SVRL may take richer text. As well, this edition provides extra query language bindings, in particular for XSLT2. So the first of these specific miscellaneous changes is to change URI to IRI, which I think Japan requested. The second one is to change generic references to XSLT to XSLT1. The fourth change is to remove from the list of reserved query language binding names in section 6.4, XSLT 1.1, which doesn't exist. It never eventuated, so some people are disturbed that we should reserve a name for something that doesn't exist, which I don't think is a problem, but doesn't do any harm to get rid of. Number 5 is something that I had a request, especially from Uchi Ogbuchi, to say that they wanted to allow contexts to be text nodes. At the moment, contexts can't be text nodes. They can be almost everything else, elements and attributes and so on, but they can't be text nodes. The reason being for efficiency. And because the idea that a context was, in my mind anyway, an element or an attribute or processing instruction and so on. However, that's not the way apparently some people like to write their expressions as a matter of habit, and so there's been this request. So what I thought the best thing to do would be to allow, to say, an implementation may allow the rule context to be text nodes at user option. However, implementations may reject or fail to implement schemas which specify text nodes. In other words, it's non-standard, but allowed. And I don't intend to support it in my version of Schematron, but people can fork it and do it if they wish. Number 6 comes from a Japanese request, which was in the Schema Semantics 6.3. There was the suggestion that the first line of the formal semantics isn't necessary. I think it is necessary. I can't understand why it isn't necessary. So, but however, I'm not an expert, but I just can't understand the material I've read on how that kind of logic works. I think you have to have that first line there. But I'm happy for the group to discuss it more and to take advice on that. But I don't see that it's necessary. And then finally, number 7 is to revise references to add IRI and so on. So that's the 5 sets of changes, and I hope WG1 will consider them for a new edition. And I'm available by email to overnight to ask any questions you have, to see if there's some changes or any fixes or even any additional things that come up. So thank you.